Chapter 1. Introduction. As a developing country with a large and diverse population, Indonesia faces various health efforts to improve public health status. Commitment to the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, particularly the third goal regarding health and well-being, is an important foundation for the government in strengthening the national health system. The government, through the Health Transformation Agenda, is building 6 strategic pillars with a focus on 2 important areas, health resilience and health financing. These 2 pillars are expected to be able to encourage the achievement of independence in the pharmaceutical and medical device sectors, while ensuring the implementation of sufficient, fair, sustainable, as well as effective and efficient health financing. In terms of implementing health transformation, pharmacoeconomics plays a strategic role as an evidence-based decision-making tool. Through pharmacoeconomic evaluation, several choices of medicines, health technologies, and intervention programs can be evaluated in terms of clinical effectiveness and cost efficiency, thus fulfilling the demand for optimizing the utilization of limited resources. Pharmacoeconomics also contributes to assessing the impact of health policies on access and equity of services and serves as an important foundation in the preparation of the national formulary. With an increasingly broad role, a good understanding of pharmacoeconomics is needed not only by decision makers and health workers, but also by various other stakeholders to ensure rational clinical decisions, optimal medicines use, and improvement of patients' quality of life. Based on the aforementioned, the Ministry of Health has developed guidelines for pharmacoeconomic studies in health services. These guidelines are intended to provide a reference for stakeholders, including policymakers, government and healthcare facility management, health professionals, researchers, academics, students, the pharmaceutical industries, and other interested parties in conducting pharmacoeconomic evaluations to assist in the decision-making process or policy in the health sector. The specific objectives are to A. To increase the capability and knowledge of policymakers in conducting pharmacoeconomic evaluations. B. To increase awareness for health professionals and other related stakeholders, academics, health practitioners, pharmaceutical industries, professional organizations, etc., to be able to conduct pharmacoeconomic evaluations independently. C. To increase the efficiency of quality health services by making appropriate decisions. D. To expand access to healthcare, particularly medicines, amidst limited resources. This guideline provides practical references for the application of pharmacoeconomics in decision-making for medicine selection or use. Evidence-based decisions are needed to ensure the effectiveness, efficiency, and sustainability of health resource use. Considering that pharmacoeconomics is part of HTA, these guidelines support the evaluation of alternative health interventions with the aim of ensuring that the choices made are the most effective and efficient.